Puts Field. Game two of this Central Minnesota Conference doubleheader is about to get underway as Pioneers will be the home team on the scoreboard for this one. They won the opener 15-2 in six innings. And making his first ever varsity starting pitching assignment is sophomore right-hander Jonah Prokop. Jonah warming up as this is the lineup. Well, we'll give you the lineup after we take a quick break here as the Pioneers and Lakers go at it here. Game two of this doubleheader up next.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, here's Jonah Prokop's first pitch of the game, and Noah Bush leading off takes ball one. He'll be catching in this one, Noah Bush will. As Prokop rears and fires, ground ball to second. Two hops for Peter Schomer to Cody Kimmon at first, and this game is underway with a ground out to first. So already Prokop did something that Peter Schomer wasn't able to do, and that was get Noah Bush out. Noah had two doubles and a single in the game one win, but starts game two with a ground out. Thank you. So now the batter is the center fielder in this one, T.J. Kiddick. And a strike, 0-1. Jonah pitched three innings here last Friday against St. Cloud Cathedral and did very well, and I'm sure that went a long way towards Coach Sayers saying, Jonah, you're going to start for me in St. Cloud again later next week. As he puts one low to Kiddick, 1-1. TJ had a couple of hits, including an RBI double in game one. There's strike two, says Pete Cheeley, who's now ball and strike ump with Dale Decker out on the bases. Lakers have changed jerseys. They've gone navy blue jerseys now with white pants. And Prokop just missed, very close. 2-2 to TJ Kiddick. Shortstop today in game two is Trent Malone, who was the catcher in the opener. Jonah Prokop deals and a breaking ball, swing and a miss. Prokop gets a strikeout. Two up, two down. Here's the defensive lineup behind Jonah. You've got Cody Kimmon at first, Peter Schomer at second, Jack Suska at short, Austin Dickman is at third. Brandon Stuckmeyer starts this game in left field. Luke Gertz in center, Isaac Oddie in right. Reese Kapsner catching, and Prokop fires low and away. Ball one to shortstop Trent Malone. Cole Mazuski on deck. Two up, two down here for Jonah. Just outside. 2-0. Just underway in the top of the first here. Hooked foul onto Faber Field. I don't think I've ever seen a ball pulled that way before. Wow. Two balls and a strike to Trent Malone. Ground out, strikeout here in the inning. Here's a 2-1 fastball, low and outside. 3-1. Pioneers win the opener 15-2 to go to 6-1 overall, 5-0 in the conference. And there's a strike, full count now. The loss for the Lakers dropped them to 3-6 overall. They are now 2-5 in the conference. Payoff pitch, Prokop to Malone. Breaking ball, strike three looking. Prokop, great start. A ground out and back-to-back strikeouts to get the Lakers back into the field here for the bottom of the first. So the Pioneers will bat as the home team. We'll give you their lineup when we return. Howard Lake 0, Piers coming to bat.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
I'm Cadence Tice.
I'm Isabel Gross.
And I'm Guy Clemens Vernick.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers.
Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there's a variable tuition.
Holy Trinity provides a welcoming, faith-based environment with small class sizes for academic excellence. Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education.
Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
All right, welcome back here to Dick Putz Field. Game two of our doubleheader here today as Reese Kapsner will lead it off for the Pioneers. Reese, followed by Jack Suska and Luke Gertz. And Brandon Carls delivers his first pitch in the dirt, ball one. Kapsner, Suska, Gertz. Austin Dickman bats fourth this game. In the dirt again, ball two. Batting fifth at first base will be Cody Kimmon. Peter Schomer will play second and hit sixth. The DH again, Derek Schomer. That's for the pitcher, Jonah Prokot. Brandon Stuckmeyer will hit eighth and play left. Isaac Oddie in the lineup as the right fielder batting ninth. Reese takes a Carls pitch in for a strike. 2-1 now to Reese Kapsner. Started game one with a base hit and scored a run. Watches a breaking pitch catch the inside corner. 2-2. No score just underway here in the bottom of the first inning. Appears the home team here, red jerseys, white pants. 2-2 delivery in the dirt, and that got a piece of Pete Cheely, I think, of the mask, came up off the plate. Full count to Reese Kapsner. Spent a little bit of time with the guys between games down at the concession stand as they were getting a bite to eat and something to drink. Twins game was on. Twins were up 8-2. Strike three, inside corner, Reese knew it. Carls locked him up with a good curveball. One away. Brings up Pioneer shortstop Jack Suska. Three hits in the opener here for Jack. He'll try and start it with one out against Brandon Carls. Off speed and in for a strike. Carls is a senior at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead High School. Nice sunshine now. High. Noah Bush is catching this ball game. Back at first is Nate Hoyer. Jack fouls it straight back at a good cut. 1-2. At second base, Cody Christensen. Trent Malone is the shortstop. Logan Iverson at third. In the Laker outfield, it goes Cole Mazuski. TJ Kittick. There's a ground ball towards Malone at short. Cleanly near the bag, and safe at first. Jack hustles out an infield hit. Cleanly played at short. Good throw right on target. Chest high to the first baseman, Hoyer. It's just Jack's hustle earns him a base hit. You love to see guys run out what they think, or most people think, are just routine ground balls, and no such thing as a routine ground ball. And Jack gets rewarded with hustle with a hit. Now the center fielder, Luke Gertz. Luke ground ball towards second. They go to second for one. And Gertz able to get down the line in time to avoid the double play. Fielder's choice 4-6. So Luke replaces Jack on the base as Jack is out number two. And will bring up third baseman Austin Dickman. Austin Dickman drove in three runs in the opener, including a sixth-inning two-run double to the right center gap and a first-inning single. There goes Luke. Throw to second by Bush is not in time. Second baseman was behind the bag at second when he took the throw. Christensen had to come back to the bag, and Luke steals. He had three steals in game one, swipes his fourth of the doubleheader here in the first inning. So Dickman's got a chance to put the Pioneers on the board, and Carl skips one to home. 2-0 the count. With Cody Kimmon now on deck. Here comes the set and the pitch. Swing and a foul. Straight back. 2-1. Both fields here at the facility, Faber Field next door, putts here. Central Minnesota Conference doubleheaders. Eden Valley Watkins and BBE going on now over at Faber. A little bit high fastball. 3-1 to Dickman. After this game, here at Putts, it'll be Painesville Maple Lake. Low ball 4. Dickman takes a walk on 5 pitches. First and second for first baseman Cody Kimmon. Cody at first base in this game, played second in the opener. Cody walked, was hit by pitch, scored a run. Officially 0-2 in that game. In the dirt. Good work behind the dish by sophomore catcher Noah Bush. Wind blowing out here at Putts. 323 to the line, 380 to the deep part of the alleys in right and left center. Off speed and in for a strike. 1-1 to Kimmon with Peter Schomer on deck. Bottom of the first, no score. Pioneers with first and second, two outs. Hoyer plays behind Dickman at first. And high roller up the line to third. Carls will gather, throw, and get Kimmon. Inning over. No runs, a hit. Pioneers leave two. After one inning at Dick Putts Field, it's Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead 0, Piers 0.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
All right, we go to the second inning. Reese Kapsner guns it down to second. Pioneers take it around the horn, and Jonah Prokot's got the ball in his mitt, ready to start his second inning. A 1-2-3 first, including a pair of strikeouts. Starting with left fielder here, here's Cole Mazuski. And Jonah's first pitch is low, ball one, his 14th of the game. 0-0, we start the top of the second here at Dick Putts. Jonah Prokot, sophomore, now time granted to the batter Mazuski. And Jonah rips a fastball in for a called strike. 1-1. Peter Schomer and Brandon Stuckmeyer pitched in game one. Peter got the win going 5. Brandon pitched a scoreless bottom of the 6th. Swing and a miss. 1-2 to Mazuski. Jonah's mom and dad not able to be here today. They're down at Target Field. They'd made prior arrangements to take some kids down there to watch the Twins. Strikeout, swing and a miss. 3 consecutive strikeouts now for Jonah Prokot. So they're not able to see Jonah, but Mom Brenda said they'll be listening, so we appreciate that. And last report, Twins were up 8-2, so it could be a pretty good day here. Ball. Twins win. Jonah's pitching well. Here's Jake Feeke, the DH, and it's a strike on the inside corner. He bats for the pitcher, Brandon Carls, here in the 5 spot. Jonah rocks and fires. Throws that curveball and had Feeke out in front. No balls, 2 strikes. No score, top of 2 here at Dick Putz Field in St. Cloud. Prokot readies. Low, 1-2 down in the dirt, blocked there by Reese Kapsner. BBE Eden Valley Watkins over there at Faber. 6-2 BBE, they won the opener as well. Here's Prokot's 2-strike pitch. Curveball, strike 3 looking, and Jonah has struck out 4 in a row. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Trevin Oland. Good mix of fastball, curveball here for Prokot to start this game. Fastball in for a strike, says Pete Cheely. You like to see that right arm come up, and that's what he did. Pete Cheely, veteran umpire here, former St. John's Prep high school coach back when I was playing. We went against the Johnnies. Swing and a miss for strike 2. Make it 5 in a row here, Jonah. Oh, just missed inside. Close, 1-2. The number 22, Trevin Oland, played some infield in the first game, second and first base. Now in the outfield for this one in right. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Strike 3. He strikes out the side looking. 5 straight strikeouts for Jonah Prokot. And through 1.5, no score yet. It'll be Peter Schomer, Derek Schomer, and Brandon Stuckmeyer in the home half of the second.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers. And they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Matthias Algren, a member of the Piers track team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped to make all of the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we would like to encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Back at Dick Putz Field, starting the bottom of the second inning with second baseman Peter Schomer against Brandon Carls in a scoreless game. Peter drops a bunt to third. Carls bare hands, throws, and out at first. Nice play, Brandon Carls. Peter almost beat that one out. Good hustle. Well played ball all the way around. Good bunt. Good hustle out of the box. But that time, the defense just a little bit better than the offense. One pitch, one out. Brings up designated hitter Derek Schomer batting for Jonah Prokot. And there's a base hit to right. Derek wastes no time. Solid single to right for Derek. Brings up the left fielder, Brandon Stuckmeyer. Solid single over second there. That's the Pioneers' second hit. Jack Suska had an infield hit in the first. First one to the outfield. Brandon didn't bat. He pitched in game one, and he lifts one to shallow center. That'll get down for a hit. Brandon with a first pitch single to center. Drops that in front of Kittick out there. And now the right fielder, Isaac Otte. Back-to-back singles here from the bottom of the order for the Pioneers, trying to generate some run support for Jonah Prokot here in the second. Isaac played in the outfield was DH'd for. Check swing. Did he offer? They're going to appeal, and Dale Decker says no. One ball, top of the order. Reese Kapsner on deck. One out. Two men on for the Pioneers against righty Brandon Carls. Off the plate for ball two to Isaac. Junior right fielder for the Pioneers. In the dirt, Bush, good stop back there. It's three balls, no strikes now. Boy, the whole left side of the infield was open up because the shortstop, Malone, had gone on what I thought was going to be a pickoff try, and the pitch came home. Here's a 3-0. High, ball four, they're loaded up for Reese Kapsner. So after the bunt attempt was thrown out, singles by Derek Schomer and Brandon Stuckmeyer, then a four-pitch walk to Adi, and now the top of the order, Reese Kapsner with the bases full, one out. Scoring chance for the Pioneers in the bottom of the second. Reese struck out looking on a breaking pitch his first time up this game. Takes an inside corner heater for a strike, 0-1. Piers won game one 15-2 in six innings. Trying to get on the board first here against Brandon Carl, senior right-hander. In the dirt, Bush with a stop behind the dish. Ball skipped through the left-hand hitter's batter's box. One ball, one strike to Reese. Derek Schomer at third. Brandon Stuckmeyer at second. Isaac Adi at first. The 1-1 pitch. High drive to left. Back at the track and reaching up. Oh, he dropped it at the warning track. One's in. Stuckmeyer's being waved around. Adi goes into third. And it's 2-0. Cole Mazuski had it handcuff him right in front of the ivy out on the warning track near the 323 sign. And it falls in for a two-run double. So now, Jack Suska bats with first base open. The infield comes in. Jack legged out an infield single his first time up. Carls fires one in for a strike. So third hit of the inning and fourth of the game. A long drive to deep left. Mazuski just couldn't quite hang on to it as Suska sends one back to the screen here, and it's an 0-2 count. So the Pioneers have struck for two, with Derek Schomer and Brandon Stuckmeyer scoring on the Kapsner double to left. In the dirt, Bush saves a run as ready to pounce home with Adi. Adi's at third, Kapsner at second, so outstanding speed, a hit to the outfield, might get two more home. There's one out and a 1-2 count. Jack went upstairs for one. He'll ground to second, that'll score Adi. Make it 3-0. Kapsner goes to third, but Jack gets an RBI. Productive out. It's out number two. Jack rolling one to second, and they took the out at first. So Adi scores on the play, and now Kapsner's at third for Luke Gertz. Luke hit to a 4-6 fielder's choice, and he swings through a breaking ball. Strike one. The Piers has put up three here in the bottom of the second inning to grab the early lead against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in the second game of the doubleheader. Here's the 0-1 to Luke. Outside, 1-1. Pioneers get Royalton at home on Monday in a makeup game. Blasted to center. Kinnick ranging back, and it's over his head. Kapsner's in. Luke's to second with an RBI double. Now he will accelerate and try for three and in safely. It's a triple for Luke Gertz. He'd almost come to a dead stop. And he found that gear and goes head first into third. Dead center field triple. Scoring the fourth run of the inning. And now the third baseman, Austin Dickman, will hit. Dickman walked in the first. Here's the Carl's pitch, grounded towards short. Gobbled and thrown, Hoyer up and comes down with it on the bag. Nice play ranging to his left by Trent Malone. Throw was a little high, but Hoyer able to climb the ladder and come back down and get Dickman. But the Pioneers do get four runs, and they do it on four hits. A couple of singles, a double, and a triple. And they leave Luke at third. End of two at Dick Putz Field. The new score is Pierce 4, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead. Nothing going to the third.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2322. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, Jonah Prokot stands atop the mound here at Dick Putz Field, ready to go to work in his third inning. 4-0 now. He faces Logan Iverson, the third baseman, and misses low, ball one. Six up, six down with five consecutive strikeouts for Prokot. High with a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Iverson, Christensen, and Hoyer do up here. Bottom third for Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead. Prokot readies. Comes home with a 2-0 fastball. Popped up. Playable for Reese Kampfner behind the plate. Battling it, and he had it drop behind him. Foul ball. The wind pushed that one, and Reese, who was about 10 feet right behind home plate, and it started pushing back towards the foul line and ended up dropping right near the left-hand hitter's batter's box. And Reese couldn't hang on, reaching backwards. So it's a strike. 2-1 now to Logan Iverson. Jonah deals. In with that sweeping curveball strike. 2-2. Maybe Reese dropped that one on purpose so Prokot could continue his strikeout string. Pop foul, that'll drift out. No chance to catch that one. Jonah gave up a leadoff ground ball to second by Noah Bush. Then he struck out Kiddick, struck out Malone to end the first. Then he struck out Mazuski, Fiki, and Oland in order in the second. 2-2. Flare down the line to right. It'll be a foul ball. It's going to drop just out of the range of the sprinting Isaac Oddie. About an hour from first pitch for the softball team. They're hosting defending state champion Maple Lake at Piers today, 4 o'clock start. That'll be a doubleheader. Track team is about an hour and 15 minutes away from starting their meet in Pillager. Jaws low. Full count now to third baseman Logan Iverson, leading off the top of the third for the Lakers. They trail 4-0 in the second game of the doubleheader. Payoff pitch coming. Hooked foul into the dugout. Off the screen there, just past the dugout. Retrieved by head coach Cullen Schultz. Jonah Prokot, a sophomore. Pitch Friday here, three innings against Cathedral. Payoff pitch to Iverson. Strike three, looking on the curveball. Got him on the corner. And that is six consecutive strikeouts. Four of the six have been called third strikes. And now the second baseman, Cody Christensen. Batting eighth and playing second in this ball game, he was the starting pitcher and losing pitcher in the opener. And Jonas starts him. Fastball right down the heart. Strike one. Christensen back in the box after tapping the spikes clean. Jonah comes back with a breaking pitch. Just missed the corner. Close, but outside. 1-1. On deck, Nate Hoyer. The 1-1 pitch from the sophomore is pulled towards third. Dickman's got it. Picks it up. Zips it to Kimmen in time. So that snaps the string of six in a row, but it runs the string to eight in a row, retired for Jonah Prokot to start the ball game. And number nine hitter, first baseman, Nate Hoyer stands in. Now Nate played in the field but didn't bat in game one. It was DH4. Painesville's here. They've got the next game against Maple Lake. First pitch strike. Holding forward activities director, Jason Bruns there. Huskers play the next set of doubleheaders against Kimball over at Faber. Jason is an assistant for the Huskers. 1-1. That pitch low to the left-hander Hoyer. Top of the order, Noah Bush on deck. 1-1 swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes to Nate Hoyer. Prokot with Kapner setting up on the corner. Ooh, must have been a little low because the glove was right where Reese had it. Two balls, two strikes. Jordan lost the cap. He often does that. His follow-through cap will go flying off at his feet. He'll pick it up and put it back on. 2-2 to the lefty Hoyer. Two outs, base is empty. Foul back onto the net. Strikeout and a ground out here in the inning. Piers 4, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead nothing. We're in the top of the third at Dick Putz, second game of the doubleheader. And the pitch, swing and a foul off the front foot of the batter, Hoyer. Hobbles out of the box a little bit, and Sayer jumps out of the first base dugout and picks it up. Prokot comes home with that high leg kick and inside. Full count to Hoyer. Prokot with the outfield straight away. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul straight back. So it'll be at least a 9-pitch at-bat here for Hoyer. Win this battle here, Jonah. He'll try again. Curveball. Check swing held by Kapner. Strikeout. Three up, three down again. Prokot through three hasn't allowed a base runner. He'll go to the bottom of the third. Pioneers will send up Kimmen, Schomer, and Schomer leading Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead 4-0 at Dick Putz Field.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Minnesota, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Bottom of the third coming up here at Dick Putz Field. It's Piers 4, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead 0. Cody Kimmen jogs to home plate, ready to face Brandon Carls. Cody hit back to Carls, ending the first. Kimmon, Peter Schomer, and Derek Schomer here in the home half of the third. Piers 4 runs on 5 hits. Here's the 38th pitch of the afternoon, and it's high, ball one. 1 strikeout, 2 walks for Carls, 4 runs on 5 hits. Piers gets all 4 in the second inning. Kimmon lines it to third. Iverson jumps up a little bit and snags it. Hard hit ball right to the glove of Laker third baseman Logan Iverson. One away. And it brings up Pioneer second baseman Peter Schomer. Tried to bunt his way on, but was negated on a nice fielding play and throw by Carls. And he starts in with a strike on the outside corner. Looks like Peter might have thought about bunting again there. Iverson's playing up at third. In the air to right center. Over long run, it's dropping, and behind the center fielder, Kinnick, it's extra bases for Peter. He will accelerate for third, and he will go in with a triple. Peter Schomer goes to right center for a three-base hit. Pioneer's second triple of the game. Luke Gertz had one in the second. And now Derek Schomer will bat. Derek with a single and a run scored in the second inning. Boy, the right fielder there never really moved. I'm not sure if he didn't see it. That's Oland. It was all on the shoulders of T.J. Kinnick, and it was to right center field. That one misses wide of the plate. 1 ball, no strikes. That's hit number 6 for the Pioneers. They've got a 2 triples and a double, half their hits for extra bases. Base hit to right. Down on the grass, here comes Peter home on older brother Derek's RBI. Single, and it's 5-0. Just punched it through the right side. Second hit of the game for Derek Schomer. And now the left fielder, Brandon Stuckmeyer, who singled and scored in the second. He singled to center cleanly. Pioneers now with 7 hits. There's one to the screen and into second. On a wild pitch goes Derek Schomer. So it's 5-0 now, Pioneers in front of the Lakers in the third. With Isaac Otte on deck. Looks like Painesville's going to head to the batting cage, their team here. There's one in the dirt, dashing for third. Schomer, Bush's throw off target, goes all the way into left, but kind of an awkward slide by Derek, and he's not going to chance another base, so couple of wild pitches, and Derek goes from first to third now, thanks to the generosity of the pitcher Brandon Carls. 2-0 to Stuckmeyer. Swings and misses. That curveball. 2-1 to Stuckmeyer. Infield in on the grass here for the Lakers at this beautiful Dick Putz facility. Brandon, high chop one to third, and Derek alertly heads back to the bag as a cross-diamond throw to Hoyer in time. That's out number 2. It's good base running there by Derek. 2 outs. Runner at third. Right fielder Isaac Otte, the batter. Walked and scored in that 4-run second. Takes one high, ball one. Top of the order, and Reese Kapsner on deck. Next pitch from Brandon Carls got the outside corner called. 1 ball, 1 strike. Pioneer softball today, Maple Lake. And they've got Foley tomorrow. We'll have that one for you. Into right and down for a hit. Derek Schomer scores on an RBI single to right by Isaac Otte. And it's 6-0 with Reese Kapsner coming up. Reese doubled to left to drive in 2 last time up. Struck out looking in the first. 1 for 2. Reese eventually scored in the second as well. So the Pioneers have followed up a 4-run inning with a 2-run inning. And they're not done yet as Kapsner awaits the pitch. There goes the runner. Pitches in the dirt. Got away from Bush. And Otte takes a wide turn but wisely holds there. Third wild pitch of the inning. 1-0 to Reese. Reese has a chance to pick up his third RBI of the game here with a hit as Adi runs well. Outside for ball two. There are two outs. Adi at second. Both Schomer boys have scored. Fastball is high. Three balls, no strikes to Reese Kapsner. On deck is Jack Suska. Carl's high and tight, ball four. Reese goes to first with a walk. Third of the game issued by Brandon Carls, and here's the shortstop, Jackson Suska. Drove in a run with a ground out last time up. Legged out an infield single in the first. Had three hits in game one, and he rips it foul of Rick Shabluski at first. One strike to Jack. If Jack keeps inning alive, Luke Gertz is up. Two on, two outs, two in. Shortstop sneaking in behind Adi. Jack leaves a breaking ball go, and it's high. One and one. Piers and Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted. Last time these two teams will play in the conference, as Piers obviously exiting the conference for the Granite Ridge. Jack goes the opposite way to left center. That's going to get down. Kinnick plays it. Kapsner races and holds it third on an opposite field RBI single for Jack Suska to make it 7-0. And a lot of good two-out hitting here for the Pioneers today. And now Luke Gertz. So Kapsner's at third. Suska at first, and Gertz, who has reached on a fielder's choice and driven an RBI triple to center. Bats for the third time, and we're just in the third inning. There, no, Suska delays, and it's poked into right. That'll get Kapsner home, and Suska slams on the brakes, rounding second. Jackson went towards second, and that drew the Lakers second baseman Cody Christensen over to cover the bag, and the entire right side of the infield was wide open. And Luke said, thank you very much. That's right where I'll hit it. An RBI single for Luke Gertz. He drives in his second of this game. And the Pioneers now have back-to-back four-run innings as Cullen Schultz, the coach, out there and giving some words of encouragement as the Pioneers now lead it 8-0. And the ninth batter of the inning is third baseman Austin Dickman, who has walked and grounded to short in this one. Two on, two outs, four runs in the inning. Suska at second, Gertz at first. That one got away from Bush, second and third. Four wild pitches in the inning for Brandon Carls. And Noah Bush has to come back to the screen to retreat it. So a Dickman hit here would plate two as both Suska and Gertz run well. In the air to right. Will it hang up? Right fielder comes in and makes the catch. That's Oland out there, able to get there in time and retire the Pioneers, but not until they put up four more runs. And they do it on five base hits. And they leave two men in scoring position. After three complete at Dick Putz Field, it's now Piers 8. Howard Lake, Waverly-Winsted, nothing.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Heading to the top of the fourth, and we're headed to the top of the Laker batting order in catcher Noah Bush. Sophomore Bush against the sophomore pitcher Jonah Prokot. Bush grounded out to second baseman Peter Schomer to start the ballgame, 0 for 1. And here we go with the fourth inning. It's 8-0 Piers, and a strike is called. He had Bush backing and bailing out of that on that curveball. One strike to Bush. Had three hits in game one, played shortstop. High fly to playable to center, Luke Gertz. Waits and has it. One away. One up, one down brings up Lakers center fielder T.J. Kittick. Kittick, a strikeout victim in the first. That's 10 up, 10 down for Jonah Prokot. Jonah readies himself, gets the sign from Reese Kapsner. Here comes the sophomore's pitch. It's a swing and a miss on a curveball, 0-1. Trent Malone is due up next for the Lakers. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead will be back in action on Monday, or tomorrow actually. They go to Litchfield. There's a swing and a foul ball back. 0-2 to Kittick. They will host Eden Valley Watkins on Monday. Two strikes to T.J. Kittick from Jonah Prokot. Jonah unleashes one, and it's grounded out towards Suska. Charges it, fields, steps, throws, got him! Kimmon with the stretch. Two away in the fourth, and it brings up the Laker shortstop, Trent Malone. Struck out looking to end the first against Prokot. Good aggressive play there by Jack. I like to see him charge that ball, and he attacked it. Fielded it right at the edge of the cutout. It wasn't a stinging ground ball. First pitch a little off the plate. Ball one to Malone, the number three hitter. Caught game one. He's the shortstop here. And the next curveball pulled foul down the line to left. It'll get down to the batting cage area for a long strike. 1-1 to Trent Malone. Piers leading this one 8-0 in the top of the fourth. They won game one 15-2. Kapsner and Prokot are on the same page. Here's the pitch. Laced foul to the left. So Malone has turned a couple of them around, hit them quite a ways, but they've been well foul. So Jonah Prokot ahead. One ball, two strikes to Trent Malone. If Malone reaches, Cole Mazuski is due up. See if he gets that outside breaking ball here. It's been very good for him. Prokot's 1-2. Oh, fastball. Grounded fair. Knocked down by Dickman. Picks it up. Long throw. Kimmon. No, it's by. That's going to be an infield hit. Behind the bag at third. Malone is aboard. First base runner. A two-out infield single. Dickman, behind the bag, just knocked it down with a backhand, picked it up, had a long throw, and I don't think he gets Malone even with an on-target throw. It was low. Got by Cody. So runner on base for Cole Mazuski. Struck out in the second. And a first pitch knee-high fastball for a strike. 0-1 to the left fielder. Runner on, two outs here in the top of the fourth. Jonah pauses working and got him to chase a high fastball. 0-2 to Mazuski. Piers back-to-back four-run innings here to grab the 8-0 lead. Prokot needs one more strike. In the air to left, right there, and making the catch, Brandon Stuckmeyer. Hard hit ball, but right at Brandon. No runs, an infield hit. First runner allowed here by Jonah Prokot. But one batter later, the Pioneers are off the field. Through 3.5 at Dick Putz Field, it's Piers 8. Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, nothing. The fourth inning will start the same as the third. Cody Kimmon, Peter Schomer, and Derek Schomer.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, Preston Vyth will pinch hit for Cody Kimmon to lead off the bottom of the fourth, and he's facing a new pitcher, and it's a right-hander. Cole Mazuski comes in to throw. He was the left fielder, now the pitcher inside Preston, 1-1. And there's an opposite field single to left, cleanly hit. Vyth starts the fourth with a single. And that'll bring up second baseman Peter Schomer, hit number 11 for the Pioneers. Brandon Carls goes out to center. T.J. Kittick is now in left. So 3 innings for the starting pitcher Carls, 8 runs, 10 hits, a strikeout, and 3 walks. And Peter takes one inside, ball one. Peter's got a triple and thrown out trying to bunt his way on. A run scored. Triple came in the third. Back-to-back 4-run innings in the second and third. Peter goes after one, towers one to short. Shallow center Malone reaches back and makes the catch. Out number one. Vyth stays at first, and here's the designated hitter, Derek Schomer. Derek has a pair of singles and a couple of runs. Derek had a 2-run single in game one, which Piers won 15-2, and they're up in this one 8-0. Derek knocks it straight back. Aggressive swing, 0-1. He's the DH for pitcher Jonah Prokot here in the bottom of the fourth. Brandon Stuckmeyer on deck. 0-1, run on. Vyth goes into left with a single to start this inning, batting for Cody Kimmon. Derek leaves that one go. Ball and a strike. Don't forget, second annual Piers Jazz Night is tomorrow night at the ballroom. Tickets available at the door. It's a fundraiser for the jazz program. Derek gets moved off the plate. Inside fastball. 2-1 from Cole Mazuski to Derek Schomer. Carla Jensen, the featured performer, guest artist tomorrow night. Looking forward to Carla sing some jazz tomorrow. Inside again to Derek. 3 balls and a strike. Carla's with the track team in Pillager now. Matt Meaton is named after her dad, who was a track coach at Pillager. In the dirt, ball four. Vith will go to second. Mazewski issues a one-out walk to put two on for left fielder Brandon Stuckmeyer. Brandon's got a base hit and a ground out and a run. So the Pioneers right now with an 8-0 lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Alex Barclay has come out of the dugout, and he will run for Derek Schomer. Barclay for Derek Schomer. Pioneers now with an 8-0 lead. If they get the two guys that are on base home, they can get three outs and finish the game. It would be over in the top of the fifth. And Brandon gets spun around inside. One ball, no strikes. With Isaac Oddie on deck. Right down the chute for a strike. 1-1 to Brandon Stuckmeyer, the junior left fielder who finished up the sixth inning in game one, threw harder than I imagined Brandon would throw. He could bring it. He was popping Reese's mitt there. Mazewski comes home, and it's lined up the middle, through for a hit. Preston Vith is being waved around. Throw, nobody's home. The throw was cut off. The catcher was up the line. And so Stuckmeyer goes to second with an RBI single. Preston Vith scores. Alex Barclay now at third. And Brandon's got himself a two-hit ball game. And the batter's Isaac Oddie. Outside for a ball. So it is a 9-0 game. Let's get a hit here, Isaac, who drove in a run with a base hit last time. He's also walked. He has scored twice. At the knees, four strikes, is Pete Sheely. 1-1. Top of the order, and Reese Kapsner is on deck. Here comes the pitch. Popped up behind second. This is going to be a tough play. That is down for a hit. Barclay will score on a base hit to right by Isaac Oddie. It's 10-0. The infield was in. That's an easy catch for a normal depth second baseman. But up on the grass with second and third, it was no chance. It dropped in shallow right. Oddie picks up his second run scoring hit. And now the Pioneers are up by 10. And it looks like Noah Sakala will bat for Reese Kapsner. Sakala for Kapsner here in the bottom of the fourth, first and second. Stuckmeyer had to hold up at second just to be sure you don't get doubled off there and negate an inning. That would have turned into the third out if he got doubled out. So it's first and second. Reese will go 1-for-2 with a two-run double, a walk, and two runs scored in this game. Noah got a chance to bat in game one as a pinch hitter. Batted for Luke Gertz. Ended up a check swing tapper back to the mound. So his second at-bat of the doubleheader here for Noah Sakala. It's a strike called, 0-1. This is Noah representing the top of the Pioneer batting order now. Noah likely will come in to catch. We'll see if Reese goes to a different position. Or maybe Reese will re-enter at catcher. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. The 0-1 to Sakala, hooked foul past Danny Sayre. 0-2. Good swing. Two strikes to Noah Sakala. One of three sophomores on the varsity roster. Jonah Prokot, who is the pitcher here. We haven't seen Michael Leidenfrost yet today. There's one in the dirt. Good stop by Bush. 1-2 to Sakala. Jack Suska is on deck. There's only one out. Pioneers have added two to go up 10-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Make it back-to-back. 10-run rule victories here at Dick Putts today. Mazewski almost hit him inside underneath that front elbow. Two balls, two strikes to Noah Sakala. I'm calling a base hit here, Paul and Amber. 2-2. Swinging a fister foul straight back. Came right in on the hands, and Noah couldn't do a whole lot with it other than keep his at-bat alive there. Got jammed pretty good there. 2-2 to Noah Sakulla. Runner at second base right now is Brandon Stuckmeyer with Isaac Oddie behind him at first. Both guys reached on RBI singles. Ground ball to third. Iverson right under the glove. Here comes Stuckmeyer flying around third. And a run gets home. It's 11-0. Right under the glove of third baseman Logan Iverson for an error. Noah aboard at first. Oddie up to second. And now we're going to have Jack Suska coming up. And I think Danny Sayre is going to make another move here. He's talking with home plate umpire Pete Cheely. Nope. No, everything stays as it is. So whatever change I thought might be made doesn't happen. So Jack, he's got a couple of hits, two RBIs in this game, takes a strike. It's an 11-0 lead for the Pioneers here at the bottom of the fourth, two on, one out, against Cole Mazuski of the Lakers. Jack attacks a fastball, missed it. Lining it straight back. 0-2 to senior shortstop Jack Suska. 2-for-3, two RBIs in this game. Three hits, a walk, and three RBIs in the first game. Foul tip, boy. That big curveball came up there, and Jack was way out in front and luckily just made contact. He was spinning through the batter's box and right off the end of the bat, right down into the dirt. Again alive on a two-strike pitch. High fly to right. Looks like that'll be caught in his tracks. It is. Oddie sets up to tag. He's racing for third, and he's in standing. So Suska flies to right. One runner advances. And it's first and third, and now we see the third sophomore on the roster, Michael Leidenfrost, batting for Luke Gertz. And Michael goes after the first pitch, pops it up foul territory, third base side. Iverson has it, and Michael's at-bat lasts one pitch. That's all for the Pioneers. They are three outs from a win as they score three runs on three hits. There was one Laker error, and there were two left on base. The Lakers will need to score two runs here in the fifth, or it's over as Jonah Prokot looks for a complete game. It's Piers 11, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, nothing after four.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Piers Veterinary Clinic, Piers Village, Meadow Ponds, Partners Senior Living, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Premier Construction, Premier Concrete, Rainstorm LLC, Remax Dave Fisher, Red Rooster, Red's Auto, Rice Creek Hunting, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Rich Prairie Livestock, Ritter's Thompson and Olson, Cerbacco, Schumer Insurance, Select Therapy, Shugun, Shelley Funeral Chapels, Smoothies Oil, St. Gabriel's, Sunrise Ag, T&M Shooting Sports, Thielen Meats of Piers, TLC Enterprises, Trobix Bus Service, United Spray Foam, Unity Bank, Vernon, Pat Watercott, Vernick Manufacturing, Wakefield Park, and WBE Electric. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
All right, here are some changes in the field for the Pioneers. Noah Sakulla stays in the game and catches. Preston Vipe stays in the game at first base. Now playing left field for the Pioneers is Michael Leidenfrost. Brandon Stuckmeyer is now in center field. Isaac Oddie remains in right. Let's see, Austin Redunds is now playing second base. Jack Suska is at shortstop. And now playing third base is Simon Gruber. So we got 5 new players out in the field. And the first pitch is just foul of first off the bat of Jake Feike. 1 strike. It's Piers 11, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead 0 in the top of the 5th inning. 3 outs from a win here for Jonah Prokot. His first varsity start. And right now he's throwing a one-hit shutout. That one-hit and infield scratch single last inning. He retired the first 11 batters. Swing and a miss at a curveball. 0-2. Jonah has 7 strikeouts. At one point, he struck out 6 in a row. Here's the 0-2 inside. 1-2. That is Jonah's only his 60th pitch. Unofficial. 1-2 pitch. Strike 3 got him with a fastball on the edge, and Jonah Prokot picks up strikeout number 8 to start the 5th. And now we will have a pinch hitter. This is Dylan Rankin, who was the DH in game 1. Swings and misses, 0-1. He was that submarine pitcher that came on and worked in game 1. First pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Next pitch, fastball, strike 2 on the corner, called. And Prokot is just hammering the strike zone. The 0-2 pitch from Jonah Prokot. Swing and a miss, got away from Sakala. He'll pick it up, though, have plenty of time. Over to Vice in time. Strikeout, throwout. And Jonah needs one more out for a one-hit shutout in his starting debut. And it will be the third baseman, Logan Iverson, the last chance to keep this game alive for the Lakers. It's Piers up 11-0 with 2 outs in the 5th. First pitch in for a strike, 0-1. Iverson was out on strikes looking in the 3rd inning. To cap it off, let's get a strikeout here to make it double digits, Jonah. Popped up, won't get a strikeout, but he's going to win the ball game. He makes the catch, and Jonah Prokot, a one-hit shutout. And the Pioneers blank the Lakers 11-0 to sweep the doubleheader.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Matthias Algren, a member of the Piers track team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped to make all of the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we would like to encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. with a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Well, the Pioneers come to St. Cloud for their Central Minnesota Conference doubleheader with Howard Lake, Waverly, Winston. They outscore the Lakers in the two games, 26-2 to sweep Howard Lake, 15-2 in game one, 11-0 in game two. The story of game two, sophomore Jonah Prokot, starting debut, couldn't have gone better. He throws a one-hit complete game shutout, 9 strikeouts, allows 1 base runner, and that was on an infield single in the fourth with 2 outs. Jonah retired the first 11 batters of the game, and 15 of the 16 men he faced did not allow a ball, only 1 ball. Check that, 2 balls out of the infield. Lakers flew out to the outfield twice in the fourth. 9 strikeouts for Jonah. Big performance following up his Friday 3-inning middle relief stint against Cathedral. And now he's got his first varsity win. And it comes with a 1-hit shutout for Jonah Prokot. Final line score for the Pioneers in this one, 11 runs on 13 hits. No errors. They will strand 7. Lakers, no runs. Just the 1 infield hit. They commit 1 error. And they leave just 1 runner on base. Prokot the winner. The loss goes to Brandon Carls. Pioneers only batted in 4 innings. So Carls went 3 innings, allowed 8 runs on 10 hits, a strikeout and 3 walks. Cole Mazuski pitched the fourth. He allowed 3 runs on 3 hits, no strikeouts, and 1 walk. So the Pioneers sweep 2 in the conference, improving their CMC record to 6-0 overall, and they are now 7-1 overall. They will host Royalton Monday. They go to Holding Ford Tuesday, and they will host Kimball on Thursday. So another busy week around the bend for the Pioneers. So they finish off this week in grand style, 15-2 and 11-0. Over Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted. It's Painesville against Maple Lake, the next conference doubleheader here. And over at Faber, Kimball and Holdingford will play their doubleheader. The first doubleheader over there was Belgrade, Boutonnel, Rosa, and Eden Valley, Watkins. This is a fun event, a doubleheader day for the Central Minnesota Conference here at Dick Putz Field and Faber Field. We'll wrap things up here as Danny Sayre and Brad Skoglund, the Painesville coach, get reacquainted down there in front of the dugout. Painesville will be in the same dugout the Pioneers just occupied, the first base dugout. So we'll take a quick recap here, and we'll come back, give you our final thoughts on this one. Pioneers win game 2 of the doubleheader, 11-0.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, July 13th, for the 7th annual Piers Freedom Fest, headlined by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Along with the Shayla Lee Band, Tennessee River, and Thompson Square.
You gonna kiss me all night.
General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. Get concert and ticket information at PiersFreedomFest.com. Sponsored by Randall Motors, Coors Lights, Moody Oil, Hilmerson RV, Midwest Sale, Hilmerson Sports Center, Pioneer Lake Mutual Insurance, Bootleggers Bar, and the Hillbilly Haven Motel.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Well, it's a doubleheader sweep, 15-2, 11-0 over Howard Lake Waverly Winstead for the Pioneer baseball team. Back in action Monday at home, taking on Royalton. You'll hear that here on You Are There Sport. We're going to head back to Pierce, maybe bring you the second game of the doubleheader as the Pioneer softball team hosts Maple Lake for two. They are underway shortly there in game one, but we should have game two for you later on here today. So, again, good day for the Pioneers. Win for Peter Schomer and Jonah Proudcott on the mound here as the Pioneers are now 7-1. We'll see you in a little bit later on here, around 6, I would guess here. We'll be ready game two of the softball doubleheader on You Are There Sports.